Today, shortages and price increases continue to pop up. We have a diaper drive-through. It may be time to change your smoke detector batteries. $1 million grant for the Springfield Museums. And an abandoned boat in Hamden. And it's all coming up.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Thursday, October 7, 2021, as we roll on toward Halloween. In the meantime, the weather is crisp and fall is locked in. Here's the forecast. Becoming mostly sunny today, high 70 to 74 tonight. Partly cloudy, the lows are 48 to 54. PepsiCo is set to raise its prices to offset the costs of supply chain issues, a familiar refrain these days. Now, this includes shortages of plastic bottles for Gatorade sports drinks. Yes, the food and beverage giant has dealt with higher transportation and commodity costs and the pandemic, and says that it will likely integrate a price hike in the fiscal first quarter of 2022. Sales, however, remain strong. PepsiCo raised its full-year forecast for 2021 on Tuesday following an impressive third-quarter earnings report. Now, 11.6% year-over-year to $20.19 billion, surpassing Wall Street estimates of $19.39 billion.
You're in the Pepsi generation.
Snap. What a happy sound. Snap is the happiest sound I've found. You may clap, rap, tap, slap, but snap makes the world go round. Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies.
Well, should you have difficulty finding your cornflakes or you are dismayed at the price increase, work at all of the Kellogg Company's U.S. cereal plants came to a halt Tuesday as roughly 1,400 workers went on strike. But it wasn't immediately clear how much supply of Frosted Flakes or any of the company's other iconic brands could be disrupted. The strike includes plants in Omaha, Nebraska, Battle Creek, Michigan, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and Memphis, Tennessee. The union and the Battle Creek-based company have been at an impasse at the bargaining table for more than a year. The dispute involves an assortment of pay and benefit issues, such as the loss of premium health care, holiday and vacation pay, and reduced retirement benefits. So, this becomes a compound issue for anyone who pours Gatorade on their Frosted Flakes, obviously.
Kellogg's best to you.
The Springfield Museums, very excited to present The Secrets of Autumn, a harvest festival. This will be Saturday, October 9, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It'll be free with the museum admission. You can discover the art and science behind seasonal traditions through hands-on activities. Wagon around the quadrangle is going to happen from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can meet the horses and climb into the wagon for a fun-filled fall ride around the quadrangle. This is brought to you by the paintings of horses in the DeMoor Museum of Fine Arts. There is the Outdoor Museum Movement Challenge from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Can you jump like a frog or yawn like a yak? How about waddle like a goose? Sounds like I'm doing Ball on the Jack or something here. You can follow the stations around the museum grounds that set your body in motion. Then visit the museums to find the objects that inspire this challenge. Now, of course, another note on the museums is coming to you a bit later in this program. The United Way Diaper Bank is running a diaper drive-through October 23rd. Now, by contributing, you will help the United Way of the Franklin and Hampshire region collect the 6,000 to 10,000 diapers that we need to distribute each month, along with pull-up training pants and wipes, to the 15 agencies in the local community. So please help them support child and family wellness. October Diaper Drive drop-off locations, which are available through October 23rd, include the United Way of Franklin and Hampshire Region offices, 51 Davis Street, number 2 Greenfield, or 71 King Street, Northampton. Bay State Franklin Medical Center in Greenfield. Cooley Dickinson Healthcare. Hampshire Regional YMCA in Northampton. Franklin County's YMCA Greenfield. Thorne's Marketplace, Northampton. The Big Y of Northampton, Southampton, Ware, Amherst, South Hadley, Greenfield. F45 Hampshire Meadows, Hadley. And Greenfield Farmers Market on Saturday, October 23rd. Might be time to change your smoke detector batteries. At least that's the recommendation from the Sturbridge Fire Department. Newer smoke detectors have 10-year sealed batteries, and they strongly recommend them. Smoke detectors are reliable for 10 years from the manufacturer's date, and they regularly get called for activated smoke detectors in homes and find that the detectors themselves are out of date, not just the batteries. And one reason for a false alarm: when you change your batteries, be sure to take a look at the manufacturer's date on the units and replace them as necessary. Smoke detectors, of course, save lives. Anyone misplace a boat? Well, we're looking for any information regarding an abandoned boat located in a wooded area off Mill Road in Hamden. Now, the vehicle that brought it there will most likely have a broken rear window because they found a large amount of glass at the scene. So if you have any information, please contact the Hamden Police at 566-8011, extension 212. Back to the Springfield Museums. They're welcoming Congressman Richard Neal and the Small Business Alliance Massachusetts District Office Director Robert Bob Nelson. This will be today at 3 p.m. to the Quadrangle Green to announce a $1,200,000 shuttered venue operator grant from the U.S. Small Business Administration. This is part of the American Rescue Plan. The SVOG program provided over $16 billion in grants to shuttered venues and was administered by SBA's Office of Disaster Assistance. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, the Springfield Museums was forced to close for 4 months. That's the first time this has happened in its 164-year history. Big night coming for the Hamden Police Department this Friday. They want you to come join them at the TWB School for the annual Hamden Public Safety Night Out. And they have a lot of events on the agenda, including fireworks, police canines, Jaws of Life demonstration, helicopter landings, bounce house, vaccination clinic, food and beverage, and free ice cream, and so much more. That is the Hamden Police Department Night Out for Safety. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno will attend the William Pinchon Award event at the Log Cabin in Holyoke, Mass. To honor the 2020 and 2021 honorees for their distinguished service to the community. Now, the event will kick off at 6 p.m., and the celebration will start at 7 p.m. Helen Calton Harris, Health and Human Services Commissioner for the City of Springfield, will be on hand. In fact, Helen is one of the 2021 honorees. There's some good movement at the Hamden County Sheriff's Office. Hamden County Sheriff Nick Cochi is pleased to announce the promotion of Colleen Stocks to the role of Assistant Superintendent at the Western Mass Regional Women's Correctional Center in Chicopee. Congratulations. And congratulations are also in order as you join in congratulating the participants of the Men's Leadership Group at the Western Mass Wellness and Recovery Center for recently completing the group program. Now add to this 6 sergeants, 3 lieutenants, 5 captains, 1 primary captain, and a major were all pinned in front of proud family members and colleagues, making this ceremony really special. Family members doing the pinning, even former Sheriff Mike Ash attended the event. And preparatory work for paving will be occurring on County Road in Southampton between the East Street intersection and the East Hampton Town Line. This will be today. Crews will be resetting manholes and catch basins, so please drive with caution and be aware of raised structures. Plan ahead to account for possible delays. Now, prep work will continue right on through Friday the 8th. Crews are going to finish up work not completed today, and then milling joints and intersections and termini of segments will be paved on County Road North, Pleasant Street, a segment of Gilbert Road on Friday. Paving is tentatively scheduled, pending the weather, to begin October 12th. And the work will begin on County Road North from East Street to the East Hampton Town Line. And then the paving crew will complete Hillside Meadow Drive, Pleasant Street. A segment of Gilbert Road and portions of East Street, the paving work is estimated to take 4 to 5 days to complete. Well, I want to thank you very much for your kind attention on our program today. I wish you a wonderful Thursday here in Western Mass. And I want you to be with us on tomorrow's program, our Friday wrap-up of the week and look into the weekend. We go up online at 6 a.m. and we're available to you on demand throughout the day and night at your convenience. And remember, if it's going on in Western Mass, we'll have it for you here on Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2021.
All rights reserved.